Lawrence Brown is a friend of the Dohertys. And he's in China and couldn't be here today. But he sent an email, and I'm happy to read this. It's his tribute to Lisa. Lisa Doherty was a brilliant creative artist, ever experimenting with new mediums, expressing herself in colors and forms that brought joy and introspection to all who had the pleasure to visit her exhibitions and studio. She was always exuding a fresh, positive energy that had a transformational effect on all who were in her presence. Lisa, together with her husband Charles, stood on the cutting edge of America's East Coast art scene. They were my teachers, guides, and inspiration, always sharing their ideas, visions, and magnetic encouragement. I will never forget the warmth of their home, an old pre-colonial cabin like no other, full of the most powerful and radiant paintings and sculpture. The garden overflowing with wildflowers, the spectrum of colors reinterpreted in their art, and afternoons spent in their garden or beside the old stone fireplace of their home are memories that are deeply missed but will never be forgotten. And then Lawrence says this personally, "Lisa, your creative energy and zest for life continue as a great source of inspiration that lives on." And Lawrence continues, "Her father-in-law, James, personally guided my writing and my own work as a child. After he passed away, his son, Charles, Lisa's husband, became my teacher and guide. I will never forget the warmth of the Doherty home and its pre-colonial stone fireplace. The entire family was an inspiration to me."